Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. Here each week to talk about the motley world of money and investing. And this week's show, well, it's a special show. We're taking a bit of a break from the week's stock market news. We're going to talk movies and marketing. It's Academy Awards time, of course, time to talk with film critic Leonard Maltin. We'll also hear from the director of Hustle and Flow, and we'll hear from one of the truly creative minds in the baseball world, and that would be baseball marketing guru Mike Vec. But in the spirit of the Academy Awards, and because we're always looking for that next great investment, we begin the show by talking stocks, movie-related stocks. Here to help us do that is Motley Fool senior analyst Rick Munaris. Rick, welcome.
Hi, David. Thank you.
Okay, Rick, let's begin with one of my favorite companies. I think probably yours, too, and that would be Pixar, which was recently acquired by Disney. Apple co-founder and CEO Steve Jobs is the CEO of Pixar, and I know you're excited about Pixar, not just because of the films, but because of the company's RenderMan software.
Right, and I mean, RenderMan, it's a very small part of the company's revenues, but I figured if we were going to be talking movies, I mean, not only is Pixar making these great films, but they also have this software that just about every big movie you can think of, I mean, you know, Star Wars, when you think of Yoda and Star Wars, when you think of Lord of the Rings, you know, the fabulous fights, when you think of The Matrix, when you think of The Mummy and The Mummy Returns, I mean, all these digital effects are made possible through RenderMan. So Pixar is actually a, you know, pretty big company as far as the technology behind the movies, not just the animated ones. It's not just Woody and Buzz there.
And Pixar will simply magically turn into Disney and become Disney stock, right?
Absolutely. In a few months, once Disney and Pixar shareholders approve the deal, Pixar investors will be holding Disney stock.
And I have a feeling we'll hold on to our Pixar. I think we're both shareholders.
Yes.
Next up, we have IMAX, the company bringing the big, big screen technology to the movies. I recommended it for one of our Motley Fool newsletters. Shares of IMAX are down over the last 12 months. Rick, what do you make of IMAX?
Yeah, I mean, IMAX is a very interesting company because I remember, you know, when I was a kid, you know, IMAX was pretty much that big screen in the museum that you'd go see, you know, these, you know, dinosaur movies or Mount Everest films and stuff. What's happened to the company over the past few years is that movie studios, and in this case Time Warner in particular, has turned to IMAX and saying, hey, you know, we're going to release Harry Potter. Let's release it also in this remastered version on this huge screen of yours with this great sensory experience that the IMAX theaters provide. And they've done it with Batman. They've done it with Matrix. And what's happened is movie theaters, like theater owners, they want that, you know, extra revenue. I mean, you can charge more with an IMAX ticket. So they're building more IMAX screens, and IMAX is making a ton of money just installing these new systems.
And it does seem to me that that could be the catalyst for people maybe to finally return to the theaters here in 2006. Not that IMAX is that big yet in enough theaters, but it is a reason for some people to go out to the movies these days. I think we'll have to ask film critic Leonard Maltin what he thinks of IMAX.
Yeah, and IMAX, it's been 3 years in a row that the traditional multiplex has seen a decline in attendance. And while IMAX keeps growing their attendance, obviously they're doing something right to revolutionize that.
Mm. Now, a company that many of our listeners may not know is Access Integrated, ticker symbol AIX, the company installing digital projectors in movie theaters. I guess that's replacing the old analog film-based ones. Rick, what is your take on Access Integrated?
They're doing an amazing thing, and it trades on the American Stock Exchange. It's that obscure. It's AIX, not even on the New York Stock Exchange, but on the American Stock Exchange. Mm. Same ticker, of course, though. And the company, it's not analog versus digital as you would think of it as in music or anything like that. This is actually more important. I mean, when a movie studio makes a movie, they have to ship out a print of that reel to every single theater that's showing that film. It costs them $1,000, about give or take a grand, for every theater that they have to send that out. With a digital projection system in place, they can actually basically just beam the movie over to the multiplex, and the theater will be showing it. And what's great about that is that not only do you have the theater without having to have a print go back and forth, mm-hmm. there could be, like, let's say, a blooper reel at the end. You could add that on, you know, after a few weeks, like Pixar tends to do. You could change, have alternate endings. And you can also use that system for live concerts, live, you know, boxing matches, whatever the case may be.
Mm. And that is a stock. Would you recommend that stock today, or we're just looking at that one?
It's a very risky stock because the company is not turning a profit right now, and it's actually subsidizing. I mean, instead of actually having people pay, you know, movie theaters pay Access Integrated, they're actually getting paid $1,000 for every time that a movie theater would send the film. That money goes back to them until the system is paid off.
Uh-huh.
It's a very long-term, you know, situation here, but it could be pretty exciting over the years.
So still running at a loss today?
Yes, it is.
Finally, Rick, Hollywood Media, the ticket retailer, which owns Hollywood.com and part of MovieTickets.com, this is a public company, too.
Yeah, and I mean, movie tickets, I mean, AMC is pretty big down here in Miami, and it's one of the biggest chains, I imagine. You know, it's pretty big in many places. And many other chains, you know, I don't go to the movie theaters anymore and just take my chances on standing in a long line. I just go to MovieTickets.com, order my tickets, and right away I know that I have seats for this, you know, showing, and I don't have to worry about any lines. And, I mean, that's a small part of the company. And also, I mean, the biggest part of Hollywood Media is actually Broadway.com, where they're selling, you know, live tickets to the Broadway show event.
Mm.
But, I mean, Hollywood.com is a growing, you know, movie content site. There's a lot of things going on with Hollywood Media. It's still, you know, it's a low-priced stock trading for about $5 a share. And like Access Integrated, it's not really turning much of a profit. But, I mean, it's an interesting company. It's obviously, you know, one company that's banking on movies for its future.
Okay, Rick, we talked Pixar, IMAX, Access Integrated, and Hollywood Media. 10 years from now, which of those four is most likely to have beaten the market, and which of those four could have made the most money?
I think Pixar, which will become Disney at some point, I think that one has a pretty good shot of beating the market. I think IMAX has a very good shot of beating the market as well. And as far as Access and Hollywood, I mean, they're pretty risky. I can imagine that one will be bankrupt and the other will be about a 10-bagger. Who knows? You know, take your pick.
Fun to watch. Rick Munarez is a senior analyst at The Motley Fool. He's also the author of a superb new Motley Fool offering, and that is our Motley Fool Now email. It's a weekly email that gives you all sorts of insights on stocks and investing. You can find more information at our Motley Fool website, fool.com. Rick, thanks for joining us.
I'll see you at the movies, David.